So I just wanted to take a few minutes also to say a little bit more about walking meditation. So I know probably a lot of you have practiced walking meditation before, but for anybody who hasn't, and also for those of us who have, sometimes it's helpful to just come back to a bit of reminders. So, walking meditation is can be a very helpful practice because it's in movement. And so when we sit, each posture has different kind of things that it brings us. And in sitting meditation, often we can find like a lot of settledness and this anchoring. Sometimes it's also when we're sitting still, there's a lot of stuff that comes up as well. And when we do walking meditation, there can be this very lovely balance between movement and stillness. So I think Noon mentioned yesterday that in the forest tradition, that the way that we were taught to do walking meditation is to make a path of about 15 or 20 paces. A straight path that's not crossing any, and you know, it's not crossing another person's path or something. And mark the ends so we're not having to think about where we're walking to or whatever. And then for me, when I do walking meditation, is like I stand at one end of the path, and I really try and come to this place of resting or stillness, or noticing where there is some resting or stillness within the body. So often that is for me in the soles of the feet, the contact with the earth. And I let myself really pause there, really come, really arrive. So that might take 1 second, it might take a minute, it might take 5 minutes. It's like really giving myself that time to allow arriving. And then when there's that sense of presence and some resting, it's like allowing myself to start walking and staying in touch with that presence as there's movement happening. So, like, one doesn't have to walk specially slowly or specially quickly, but it's just for me, I do bring attention to the soles of the feet on the earth because that's a very good anchor. And then maybe the movement of the leg. So it's like in walking meditation, what's really beautiful is we can notice that our awareness is large enough to notice the stillness that happens with the foot on the floor and the movement that happens as we start moving. And we're staying present with that whole process. So the standing at one end is hard to describe actually without doing it, but the standing at one end and really letting oneself pause and then staying present with the movement. However, we can do that. For some people, it will be you stay in touch with the sensations of the soles of the feet touching the ground. That's a very good anchor. Or it might be the movement of the whole body. And that can bring a lot of well-being to stay present with the movement of the whole body as well. And what's beautiful about this is that we often, when we walk, when we move, we immediately go out into thoughts, or sometimes into looking around, and very much into the external senses. And so there's an invitation to in walking meditation to really stay present within one's body and with the sense of stillness and movement. Stillness and movement. So we're keeping anchoring our mind in this way, and yet it's big enough to stay with both. If you notice yourself getting caught in thoughts, you can come back to the anchor of the soles of the feet on the ground. And it's a bit the same process then as we've just done in the sitting meditation, that when we feel very anchored, when we feel very present, we can start to notice more maybe the movement coming through. How does it come through my whole body? Or we might notice the contact of the wind on the skin, or the gentleness of the air. And it's like the mind is large enough to receive that and not get caught, not run out, but receive it into this place of presence. And if we do get caught, what is really good with walking meditation is you're going to come to the end of your path and you can stop again and really root and anchor. So there's this physical stopping at each end of the path that is a really good reminder that come back to anchor, come back to presence. See if we can keep that presence with the flow. Come back to presence. So the physical movement is a really good reminder of that physical movement and stopping. Does that make sense? Yes, not sure. Yeah. So, and it's also good to, it's really good to move our bodies when we're doing a meditation retreat, because energetically that helps things to change. Sometimes just going outdoors can help to realize that we were holding on to a certain state of mind, that maybe the bigger context helps it to move through. And it's also helps us to have less physical pain in meditation. So that's why walking, we alternate the walking and the sitting, and also encourage individual movement practice. So myself, I do yoga every day, for instance, because otherwise I get really creaky because I'm getting older. It just energetically and physically, it's very, very good to have some movement incorporated into our practice. And also in terms of the meditation practice itself, because so much of our life is in movement. So we're learning to stay present as we're in movement. So I hope you enjoy it. There can also be a lot of enjoyment and well-being in it.